And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey everyone, she's not lying. I am the mayor of Prescott Valley. This is Kel Palguda, and you are on Talk of the Town Prescott Valley. So we're going to do things a little bit differently today. What we're going to do is, and what we're going to start doing is, we're going to try to bring in a nonprofit so we can kind of get familiar with them and see what they're doing in Prescott Valley. And then, of course, we're going to wrap up with Parks and Rec and find out what great events are happening. So if you just want to stick around, we're just going to take this short little break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hey, everyone out there in Radioland. This is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Yes, this is Claire.
Maybe you've quit smoking years ago, or you could be a current smoker. Either way, you probably worry about your health, especially the possibility of lung cancer. The Lung Cancer Screening and Care Team at Yavapai Regional Medical Center understands this concern. Our team offers a yearly screening program that can detect lung cancer early, before you even have symptoms, and when it's most treatable. If a lung screening finds a potential health problem, you can count on YRMC's Lung Cancer Screening and Care for a complete diagnosis, advanced treatment, and outstanding recovery services. The latest lung cancer screening technology, an outstanding team of medical specialists, a knowledgeable patient navigator to support you. Lung Cancer Screening and Care at YRMC. Inspired by you.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Are you a denture wearer? Do you have problems eating, speaking, or just plain tired of your existing dentures? How about a solution for you to take control, to eat, speak, and smile again with confidence? At Bradshaw Family Dental, we have the technology and experience to get you back to enjoying life. Give us a call for a free consultation, 775-9495 in Prescott Valley, or 237-1305 in Chino Valley, or online at BradshawFamilyDental.com. I'm Dr. Frosto, and I look forward to meeting you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. As I mentioned before we went to the break, we're going to be talking to a nonprofit And today's nonprofit is going to be Prevent Child Abuse. And our guest today is going to be the executive director. And she is not in studio. She is going to be joining us on the phone. So hopefully, Claire, you can hear us.
Yes, I can hear you pretty well. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Claire, why don't you just introduce yourself to our listeners?
Absolutely. So, hey, everyone. My name is Claire Luge, and I am the executive director of Prevent Child Abuse Arizona. Our headquarters is located in Prescott Valley at 3298 Bob Drive, and we're actually located on the town of Prescott Valley property. We've been there for about, 9 years. We used to be in Prescott, but we're right there in Prescott Valley, and I believe we're one of the only, if not the only, statewide nonprofit headquarters that is located in Prescott Valley.
Yeah, I think you're right. So for our listeners, Bob Drive is right there off of Yavapai and Navajo, right across from Engine 53 with Central Arizona Fire Department.
That's right.
So why don't you, Claire, just let's kind of give a Reader's Digest version of basically what is your role in our community and how do you help our citizens?
Yeah, thanks. So we are an organization that is dedicated to strengthening families and protecting children through collaboration, education, and advocacy. Our goal is to prevent child abuse before it ever happens in the first place. And the way that we do that is by supporting families to nurture their children and to have what they need to be able to raise their children and their family to be safe and nurtured.
Yes,
so
we have
a large variety of programs across the state, and we focus on training professionals and community members that work with families so that they can give them the tools to build resilience and to stay strong.
Yeah, because let's face it, folks, children don't really come with a instruction manual, and sometimes it's stressful. And especially during these times, these COVID-19 times where maybe perhaps parents are now taking on a new role of being a teacher, you know, educator. I don't say the term babysitter, but they're spending more time at home trying to balance their work relationship here. So it's very important.
Yes.
It's important what you offer.
Yeah. So during this time, as you're mentioning, the pandemic is and has created tremendous stress on families. I don't need to tell you or anyone else that. But the way that we look at supporting families is through a framework that we call strengthening families. And strengthening families, what it looks at is building five specific strengths in families that work to make sure that they are strong so that they can navigate challenges and get through stress, and to make sure that their children are safe and cared for. And so the five strengths that we work to build in families are resilience, social connections, knowledge of parenting, connection to resources that they might need, and children's social and emotional skills. So using that lens and those five things, we have programs that work with parents to build those five things, basically. One of them is called Triple P. It is a parenting program, so it's called the Positive Parenting Program, and we have practitioners all across the state that are able to offer this training, either in a group or in a one-on-one setting, to parents who need some support in dealing with challenging behaviors in children, because children will have challenging behaviors, and need some support in coping with stress in their lives. And like you mentioned, this is a really stressful time.
And it's obviously geared towards healthy coping skills as opposed to resorting to alcohol or just venting their frustrations out on their child. So this definitely gives them a direction. How do people get a hold of you? Like, what is their, like, someone's at home and they're like, you know what, I really could use someone to talk to. What do I do?
Yeah. So we are not a direct service organization, meaning that people can't walk through our door and say, hi, I need parenting help. We work differently. We're really about creating a system of support in Arizona to train the systems in a way that supports families. So we work with organizations who provide those services. So you can't refer parents to us specifically.
Right.
But you can find out more about receiving resources and information on our website. We have some guides where you can learn about different resources that are available to you. For example, right now in the pandemic, our website, in case you're interested in browsing it, is pcaaz.org. You can learn more about what we do and what we're trying to change in Arizona for the benefit of children and families.
No, that's awesome. And I mean, kind of more of like a facilitator and kind of coordinating things. So that's definitely good. If there's one thing you would want to tell parents out there about the services that are available, what would it be? Threw you for a curve.
I'm going to tell you a little story. At the beginning of the pandemic, a lot of people were asking us what they could do to make sure that kids were safe while the lockdown was going on, because a lot of people had concerns that because children were stuck at home and there was a lockdown situation and their parents were stressed, that there might be more child abuse happening. And it's true that when stress goes up in a family, the likelihood of abuse and neglect also goes up.
Sure.
But a lot of people were asking themselves, how can we continue to report child abuse? How can we make sure that child abuse is reported? And that's an important question to ask yourself. But another important question is, what can I do to support families in my community so that abuse doesn't happen in the first place? That is what we're trying to get people to ask themselves. And when I ask people that question, they come up with really sophisticated and wise and simple answers. They say things like, you know, if I see a mom with her four-year-old having a tantrum in the grocery store, instead of shooting her a judgmental look, I'm going to go up to her and say, oh, my gosh, yeah, I've been there. That's hard. Just expressing support to families in your community is a way that you can every day work to prevent child abuse in our community in Arizona.
You know, that is so true. And I think we take that for granted because we've all been there. We've all been on both sides. I'll be honest with you. I've had it where I've been at the grocery store, and many people know that I have five-year-old twins. Let me tell you, that's not easy. And you start stressing out and you just feel your blood pressure going up and you're like, oh my God, people are judging me. They're looking at me. They're, you know, criticizing how I'm parenting. And for someone to come up at that time and be like, hey, I get it. You know, you're struggling.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Just hang in there. Like, and I've had that happen, Claire, where parents who've been like, hey, I have twins and I know what it's like. And you're like, oh yeah, I'm not alone. So that's huge for people to know.
Exactly. Mayor Kalt, that is exactly the sentiment that we're trying to amplify, because it's there. People want to help. People want to be part of strong communities that support strong families and have strong, successful children. We all want that. And we can literally affect that in our everyday actions. And I've seen it done in Prescott Valley. I've seen it done in Prescott. I've seen it done across the Abbey County. I see it in Arizona. We just need to do more of it and to focus on that non-judgment and that support for families so that child abuse does not happen in the first place.
No, you're absolutely right. And for those that want to learn a little bit more also, they could check out Claire and I. We had a conversation on Council Chat on the Town of Prescott Valley's YouTube page. So you can go check that out. Just search for Prevent Child Abuse Arizona and check us out. We have about 3 minutes left, Claire, with you. So first off, I want to thank you for coming. But what would you like to say in your last 2.5 minutes worth of talk?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on. It seems like you do everything and you're everywhere, Mayor Kell. So you're on the radio, you do council chats, you're also the mayor. So I really appreciate the opportunity to speak. One of the things that I want to make sure that the listeners know is that we're having a virtual conference December 15th through the 17th. And the theme this year of our conference is connection, the power of relationships. And that is because relationships are how people heal. Relationships are how we solve problems. And relationships are how we prevent child abuse. So together, we can prevent child abuse, Arizona. And at our conference, you'll learn ideas and resources and strategies and about projects that are going on across Arizona to really prevent child abuse and support strong families. Because when we prevent child abuse, we secure our future prosperity for our community and our state. Our prosperity depends on the healthy development of children.
Oh, absolutely. And how do people get that are interested in this, how are they going to find this virtual summit?
Yeah, they should also go to our website, which is pcaaz.org. It should pop up right on the front page there. You can register. And the first 600 participants who register, and we're almost there, are going to get a free swag bag with a bunch of good stuff before the conference.
Oh, how great is that? And is there any cost to this summit?
Yes, there is a cost. The registration cost is $150.
All right. So if anyone's interested, make sure you get on there and check them out. So, again, we're wrapping things up. We've got about a minute. We have Claire here, the executive director from Prevent Child Abuse Arizona, located in Prescott Valley, right on Bob Drive. And you have a Facebook page, right?
We do, and you can find it at Prevent Child Abuse Arizona. One more program that I want to mention, because it's actually only served at Yavapai County, is the Yavapai Family Advocacy Center. And that is a center that is part of our organization at Prevent Child Abuse Arizona. And they serve victims of interpersonal crimes, including domestic violence, assault, and child abuse. So that is where those that have experienced the effects of violence go to receive support and begin their path to healing. So that is an extraordinary part of our organization.
No, and you know what, Claire, we're going to probably end up having them on the show in the future.
They're fantastic. That is a star of a program.
Absolutely. And we're wrapping things up. Once again, I want to thank you for being here. We will talk soon, and hopefully people can check you out on your website as well as on the Facebook page. So
okay. Thanks
for joining us, Claire.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much, Mayor Cal.
Have a great day. Folks, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Hi, Bruce. Are you waiting for the Verde Links?
Yes, I'm going to Grandma's for Thanksgiving.
Where does she live?
Over the river and through the woods. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifting snow.
What horse and what sleigh?
Gotta go, Rudy. Here's my sleigh.
I don't see a sleigh, but I'm looking at a turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce.
You too, Rudy.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. For information, visit ride-cat.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar brick-and-mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been, good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell, and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Hi, this is John Lonas of Auto Works and my Shop Dog Whiskey. Everyone's talking about these uncertain times. One thing you can count on is Auto Works Service and Repair will give you peace of mind that everything under the hood is running smoothly. We stand by our work and we fix all makes and models, including imports and Euros. And check out our website at AutoWorksServiceAndRepair.com. And don't forget to call 928-775-3332 and let Auto Works keep your vehicle healthy. And remember,
you won't find jerks at Auto Works.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. As we usually do, we have our folks from Parks and Rec here. And I can't say enough about how important our Parks and Rec department is here in Prescott Valley and all the different events that they have going on. And it's just good to kind of know what's happening, where you can go to get information. And we actually have a new face in studio today, so... first off, I'd just like to, each of you just to say your name and say welcome.
Yes, my name is Anthony Durham. I'm first weekend with the Parks and Rec Department and the new special events coordinator. I'm excited to get my feet on the ground with this department and keep things going and continue to make special events a priority for this town.
Nice, nice. And also...
Yes, I'm Isabella Tuning. I'm the Arts and Culture Coordinator, and I now work, we've kind of merged, actually,
we'll
the library. Yeah, we can talk about that later, but Arts and Culture is now under the Community Services, which is Library, Arts, Parks, and Recreation, so we're all working together, and it makes sense, because we've got, like Anthony said, he's the Special Events Coordinator. Arts and Culture does... a lot with special events, so we all work together and with Parks and Rec.
So the special events coordinator, I first off want to say, like, it's like, it seems like it's like the coolest job because you get to, like, create fun, right? Like, that's what you're all about.
Yeah, it's definitely about creating fun, bringing a new, you know, event into the town and seeing the community back that event and support it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun experience to do that for the community.
No. That's awesome. So you want to get right into it? You just want to start? Let's talk about a few things on what we got coming up.
Yeah, we have so much going on actually right now. So we'd love to fill everyone in.
Yeah.
So we'd love to tell everyone about Create a Tree because it is the last couple of days to apply for Create a Tree. If you don't know what it is, basically every year we invite community businesses and community members to make trees, holiday trees. This year we're also introducing wreaths, which is really fun. And we invite you to bring them in to the public library and help us celebrate the holidays, help us make the library more beautiful. And it's just a really great opportunity for businesses and families and individuals to just kind of celebrate and have fun with it. November 20th is the last day to apply, so we're rounding out the last couple of days here. We do have just a few spots left in wreaths and trees, so we're going to fill the library this year. And if you're interested in applying, the application is on our website, pvaz.net/parks, and you can just search Create a Tree there. And like I said earlier, we're doing Create a Wreath this year for the first time.
Right, that's a little different.
Yeah, it's a little different. We didn't want, you know, with everything going on, we didn't want people to feel like, oh, a tree might be too much of an undertaking, too much money, something like that. So if you just want to do a wreath, a standard-sized wreath, and add a couple decorations, add, you know, pictures of your family, pictures of your business, whatever you want to add, it's so fun. It's a way for the community to come out and really celebrate together.
And, I think I've seen it before where they're not, some people have done where they're not actually a tree, but it's in the shape of a tree with, and they make it up either through lights or things like that, correct?
Definitely. Yeah. You can be as creative as you want to be or as traditional as you want to be. So we have everything from the green Christmas trees with red balls on them, right, which is great. And then we also have stacks of diapers as a tree. Or we have stacks of weightlifting weights as a tree. So, you know, anything that reminds you of the holidays, reminds you of a tree.
Yeah.
And we're just looking for non-flammable, so no real trees, no live trees.
Yeah, let's try to frown on burning the library down.
Yeah,
we don't really want
we
that.
We don't really want to do that.
No. So, and as you mentioned, it's not necessarily just for businesses promoting their business. It could just be you're at home and you're just like, you know what, I got a good idea that I can kind of throw together. You're kind of crafty.
Yeah, you want to have fun with it.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't have room in your house for all the decorations you want to make. Bring one to the library. We also have a lot of grandparents make them with their grandkids. That's
Super fun. Yeah.
We have church groups who put them together. So for businesses, it is a little bit of a way for you to get your name out there.
Yeah.
But it's also just fun for an individual or
and
a family.
Also, they'll be like judging, correct?
Yes. So
let's talk about that.
That takes us into our Festival of Lights.
Okay. Kind of a segue right there,
yeah,
folks.
So Festival of Lights is December 4th this year. And that's, of course, when we light up the Civic Center.
Yes.
So Mayor will be there as part of that, and you're going to light the whole Civic Center, and then we're going to have our parade, and then we're going to invite everyone to come back to the library for Create a Tree voting, as well as our pictures with Santa. So Create a Tree does a public vote. Basically, it's bragging rights.
Yeah.
Who has the best tree and who has the best wreath? We're going to split them up this year just to make it fair, you know.
Okay.
And you can vote all through the month of December. You can visit the library at any time, walk around, see which tree you like the best, and drop your vote into the bucket. Or you can come during that Festival of Lights celebration and vote that night as well.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And are we doing Christmas, or are we doing pictures with Santa? How are we doing this?
So we're doing it a little different this year, like
so let's
everything.
Talk about that.
You know? This year, Santa's coming, of course. He always comes to Prescott Valley.
Santa's pretty reliable like
that. Oh, yeah. He always comes. He let us know he wants to come, but he's wanting to, you know, maintain that social distancing.
Yeah. Even so, Santa is worried about COVID-19, folks.
Yeah. He's worried. He's safety concerned. So Santa's going to come, and he's going to be in the Crystal Room of the library this year.
Okay.
And we're going to have an entire North Pole walkthrough experience for our kids and families, where they're going to be able to peek into the window of Santa's house and see him writing on his naughty and nice list.
Gotcha.
And then we're going to have a photo opportunity for families to get a photo taken kind of Disneyland style, where it's just you and your family with a backdrop, a holiday backdrop.
Yeah.
And that's provided by Signals Arizona this year, so we're really grateful to them.
That's awesome.
So you're getting everything. You're getting a holiday walkthrough. You're seeing Santa. You can drop your letter to Santa in his mailbox right there at his house. And then you're getting a family photo as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
And there'll be a photographer there, or you just bring your phone, or how does that work?
The Signals Arizona is providing a photographer and a holiday backdrop.
Nice.
And then you'll be getting a piece of paper that has instructions on how to get your family photo.
That is that is terrific. I really.
And it's all free.
It's all free.
Yeah,
and that's
free.
Like literally the best thing ever.
I know.
You know, it's free.
What could be better?
And then also though during that time is the parade is going on, correct?
Yes. So Santa's in the parade.
Yes.
So he can't make it back to the Crystal Room until after the parade.
Until after the parade.
So really go out, get your spot, watch the parade, and then head right to the library, get in line for pictures with Santa. And Peavine will be open, Peavine Coffee House in the library. They'll be open. They'll be selling coffee and hot chocolate. And we'll have some activities for the kids as they wait in line, too.
And you mentioned Peavine. And they are a coffee shop inside the library, and if many people don't know that or don't realize that if you haven't gone to the library, so please go check them out. They have some great great dishes. They serve lunch, and they have obviously all your coffee and breakfast needs. And
handmade treats.
Yeah, it's truly amazing. They do an amazing job.
Yeah,
they're great,
awesome.
And we need to give them some support, just like any other local business that we have in town. So please, if anything, go there, grab a cup of coffee, check out what they have, and then check out the library, of course.
It'd be great, too, to grab your coffee and hot chocolate before the parade, so you have something warm in your hands.
That definitely sounds like a plan.
It's going to be a little chilly, so head to Peavine before, for
sure. No, that's and they'll be, like you said, open all night. up until the end of the parade, I'm sure.
They're open all day until after Pictures with Santa. So again, that's December 4th. And the parade starts at 5:30. Pictures with Santa will be around 6:30. Whenever Santa is done with his parade, he'll head up for pictures.
And then our event where we start off with, I don't believe we're doing caroling this year or anything.
I don't think so.
It's a little different.
You know, the Chamber is putting together an awesome event, but it is going to look a little different than most years.
And that starts at?
Starts at 5 for the lighting.
Yes. Okay.
I'm not sure if we're going to have performances or caroling, but the parade should start between 5 and 5:30.
Gotcha. Yeah. So just make sure you're there at 5. That's probably your best bet.
Oh, yeah. Get there early.
That's probably your best bet to do. So what do you think? I mean, you've been sitting here kind of quiet. What's your...
Yeah, you have kids. Are you coming out?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to come out and support. I've supported this event for the last few years once my kids got older and they can enjoy it. Yeah, it's going to be an exciting event. I know things are a little bit different this year, but, you know, with the changes, we always evolve and adapt to those changes. We don't just throw the towel in. Mm-hmm. We make the changes that are necessary to make it an enjoyable event.
So, no, I mean, I can't say that enough, where you just say adapt and kind of evolve in, with the times and the events. So that's important. So you guys are going to be sticking around. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about a lot more events. So hang in there with us, folks. We're just going to take that quick break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Introducing Canada Dry Bold Ginger. It's not your grandma's ginger ale. I know, because I'm not your grandma. I don't pressure you to get married. I say play the field all you want. And I drink new Canada Dry Bold Ginger with an extra kick of real ginger taste that would blow the bingo cards out your grandma's bag. I drink it while watching backyard wrestling. There's more on the line when the wrestlers don't have insurance. New Canada Dry Bold Ginger. Not your grandma's ginger ale.
Come on, Max, car ride.
Woohoo, car ride.
Window down.
Your best buy on a Subaru is right in your backyard at Findlay Subaru Prescott. Whether new or pre-owned, we meticulously go over every Subaru before we offer it for sale. From the front office to Subaru factory trained technicians, all we do is Subaru.
Here we are.
Hi, welcome to Findlay Subaru.
Oh, hey, who's a good boy?
This is Max.
What does that smell? Ooh, cars.
Every Findlay Subaru is backed by a team of your neighbors who want you to have the best experience possible. That includes a price match guarantee across Arizona. We will not be undersold. And we'll even deliver your Subaru to your home or office.
What do you think, Max?
No car smell.
But pre-owned?
Come on, let's road trip.
Road trip?
Yay, road trip.
Come select from our impressive inventory, and we'll explain why buying from the dealership is your cost-effective choice. Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com.
Dog tested, dog approved.
Offers on approved credit, plus tax, title, license, and $4.95 dog fees.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion.
Maybe you won the lottery.
You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. At Batteries Plus, we do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Get powered at your locally owned store, schedule a convenient curbside pickup, or shop thousands of batteries and bulbs at batteriesplus.com.
We're KQ&A.
Thank
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. President Trump is running out of time and options to change the outcome of the election in his favor.
Paul Bender, professor of law at the Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law, says it does not appear that there is any way for President Trump to win the election.
None of his lawsuits seem to have the possibility of delaying that in any way. Some state legislatures may get in the way of the Electoral College.
Should President Trump continue to refuse to begin the transition process, Biden may have to sue.
There will come a time when Trump's refusal to permit the federal government to help in the transition may be a real problem to him.
Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
Yavapai County Community Health Services reports 61 new COVID-19 cases. YRMC West has 7 current COVID patients. YRMC East is caring for 4, with 6 persons under investigation. The Verde Valley Medical Center reports 10 COVID hospitalizations and 7 PUI. The VA reports 3 COVID patients. Crisp, mostly clear nights continue, chilling overnight to about 43, warming to a very windy 70 tomorrow and Thursday, Friday 67, Saturday only 61, in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling after bedtime to near 48, with sunny highs around a very windy 80 tomorrow and Thursday, up to 76 Friday, 71 Saturday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hi, this is John Lonas of Autoworks and my shop dog, Whiskey. Everyone's talking about these uncertain times. One thing you can count on is Autoworks Service and Repair will give you peace of mind that everything under the hood is running smoothly. We stand by our work and we fix all makes and models, including imports and Euros. And check out our website at AutoworksServiceAndRepair.com. And don't forget to call 928-775-3332 and let Autoworks keep your vehicle healthy. And remember,
you won't find jerks at Autoworks.
Showered, dishes, laundry. We all require hot water. But if your hot water sounds like this, it's time to call R.E.D. Plumbing, installers of the nation's most trusted water heaters for generations. Hi, this is Jim Walton with R.E.D. Plumbing. Call us at 772-9296 or go online to redplumbinginc.com and see for yourself how we can turn your home's water in winter warm and toasty for you and your family so you'll be sounding like this. R.E.D. Plumbing, 772-9296 and online at redplumbinginc.com.
We could all use a little more joy this holiday season. That's why I've been gifting Arizona Lottery holiday tickets left and right.
Ooh.
With over $26 million in cash prizes and $400,000 in second chance cash prizes, it's no wonder people jump with joy.
Woohoo!
Break out into song. And get festive. So what do you say? Are you ready to give the gift of joy this year with the new Arizona Lottery holiday tickets?
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. We're just going to dive right into it. If you were not with us earlier, we're talking to our Parks and Rec people, and we're trying to figure out what's happening in the town coming up. So, guys, let's just have at it. We were just talking about the build a wreath and build a tree.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got going on?
So we have a new event that we're hosting this year. I don't know if you remember this summer we did our corn toss tournaments.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And they people had a blast. They were super fun and successful. So we decided why not throw one more. So
one more.
We're doing one more. We're calling it Turkey Toss. And it's going to be a holiday corn toss tournament. But we're doing more than just the corn toss tournament. We're doing a food drive and we're doing a toy drive as well. And we're also just going to have tons of games and food for the whole family. So
that's awesome.
if you are a coin toss player, a bags player, pre-register on our website, pvaz.net/parks. It is $20 to register to play coin toss, but the Parks and Rec Department is going to take half of that money and go ahead and buy toys for Toys for Tots.
Cool.
So we're donating half of that money back, but you do need to pre-register to play the coin toss. If you're not playing coin toss, still come out and bring the family. We're going to have tons of raffles. We're going to have food. We're going to have hot chocolate, music, and it's at the Boys and Girls Club.
A little bit different.
Yeah, a little bit different, but we don't typically hold events there, but again, this year is different in a lot of different ways. We needed that indoor-outdoor space, more space. So the Boys and Girls Club gym, that's at 8201 East Luce Drive over by Mountain Valley.
Corner of Robert Road and Luce.
Yep. And it's going to be on Saturday, December 12th from 1 to 5 p.m.
1 to 5. And then make sure you're pre-registered, but you don't have to pre-register to just show up and watch or just show up and hang out.
Yeah, and this is the perfect event to just show up and have fun on a cold, you know, December Saturday with your family, get a cup of hot chocolate, enter some raffles, and if you are feeling like you want to give, we'll have cash donations for Toys for Tots, or you can bring toys or bring food, and for every item that you bring, you'll be entered to win a raffle.
Nice.
So it's a really great event.
So will they be playing indoors or outdoors?
The coin toss will be inside.
And in the gymnasium that
they just
built.
In the gymnasium. And then we'll have events, activities, and food, and all of those good things outside those doors. Yeah.
Great. No, that'll be terrific. And again, if they want to find out more details, they go to our website.
Yep, pvaz.net/parks. And we also have our social media. So PV Parks and Rec on Facebook and on Instagram is the absolute best place to get all of the information about events, programs, classes. We post every single day, and you'll get all of the information on there. So follow us at PV Parks and Rec. And a little plug for Prescott Valley Arts. We have our own page on Instagram and Facebook as well, and we'd love for you guys to follow us there. Prescott Valley Arts page is more so just your updates on all of the arts and cultural related things we have going on, our sculptures and all that good stuff. But for the turkey toss, go ahead and follow PV Parks and Rec.
Nice. So that's just important because you just follow that. You get updates. You kind of see what's going on. You can ask questions. There's people that are there that monitor it if you send them a question. So it's just a good way of finding out what's happening. So
yeah, we all respond. We will respond to your questions that day if
that's
you
awesome.
Ask us. Yeah,
so
definitely.
Important. So what else we got going on?
Another event that we actually have coming up this Saturday is the turkey hunt.
Yeah.
You know, the Thanksgiving turkey and the Easter bunny have teamed up. And it's going to drop eggs at Fane Park. And there's going to be thousands of eggs scattered around. The event is going to start at 9 o'clock. And it pretty much runs until all eggs are gone.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and what day is this?
This is going to be Saturday, the 21st. So this coming Saturday.
Oh.
It's just a surprise event.
It's just kind of a surprise event, drop in.
Dang.
And we just decided,
Saturday.
Let's have a little turkey egg hunt.
Okay, this Saturday. Down at Fane Park.
Down at Fane Park.
Yeah, because it's at 9 a.m. And the Easter Bunny, you know, during Easter was in quarantine.
Yeah.
And so the Easter Bunny had tons and tons of eggs.
A lot of surplus
left
going
over.
On. Yeah, no, understood.
And he figured, he was talking to the Thanksgiving turkey, and they figured, you know, why not give these eggs out while they're still good? And so we're doing a little surprise egg hunt
in November.
Kids.
I like
it. Exactly.
There's not. I mean, honestly,
the weather's good enough.
You can have an egg hunt anytime, right? Like, no one says that you have to have it like in April. We can always have it whenever. And in fact, we are going to have it this Saturday, 9 a.m. all throughout Fane Park. Easter egg hunt.
Thousands of eggs.
All right. So do we? People park down bottom. It's okay to park in regular parking.
Yep.
And also, here's the question we always hear: what's the cost?
Free.
Free.
Yeah, it can't be that.
Which is pretty much almost every event we talk about is free.
Yes.
So that's important. So make sure you guys show up, come on down, bring your baskets.
Yep.
Bring your baskets and come out and search for those eggs.
Search for the eggs. Right?
Or toss them in your shirt if you don't have a basket.
If you run out, that's okay, though.
Eat the candy as you go.
They're going to be out there.
Whatever you need to do.
I think that's exciting. They're going to be all throughout the park.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
The park is very big.
Mm-hmm.
Were you at the event last year? Did you not the one that was COVID, but the mm-hmm. one before that? Did
yes.
you do that? That's kind of like a free for all for eggs.
That is a free for all, yeah. And that's why we're doing a little bit of a surprise event. So
okay.
the people who hear about it and get out there will probably get more eggs than normal. So
gotcha.
That's going to be kind of fun. And we do have just as many eggs as we usually
Ooh.
Do for Easter.
Okay.
yeah.
Yes.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
That's
going to
be a lot of eggs.
It's going to be fun.
So we'll try to get the word out on that. This Saturday, 9 a.m. till the eggs are gone, and just go on down there and have a good time.
And you'll see it on our social media, too.
Nice.
We'll remind you.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. That's cool. And what else we got going on?
Another thing is going to be our New Year's Eve celebration.
Okay.
New Year's Eve's right around the corner. It's coming up quick.
Yeah, which is
get
crazy.
Get this year over with and move on. And it's going to be like our typical one where we'll have our bonfire and our s'mores and activities and fireworks. And we're going to continue to do our two shows, one at 8:30 and one at midnight. So there's two opportunities for you guys to come out and enjoy the firework show that the town puts on. Once again, it's all free. All activities are free. All games will be free for the kids.
Sure.
And they can enjoy and that. The activities and s'mores and bonfire will start at 7 p.m. and run till 8:30, right before the fireworks show.
Okay.
It'll end with the fireworks show, and then we will do another fireworks show at midnight, and that's going to be at the Finley Toyota Center parking lot, just like all the other last few years. Their address is 3201 North Main Street in Prescott Valley.
Let's face it, if you don't know where the event center is right now, like you don't live in Prescott
Valley.
Hey,
maybe someone's new to town.
yeah, there's a lot of new people moving in, so it's always good just
hope.
To give them that reminder.
Let's hope. And the bonfire's great. It's just truly a good time. Get out there. Everyone kind of stands around. Sometimes it's thrown like old Christmas trees into it.
Definitely. We're still planning on doing that.
Still doing that.
Gathering old Christmas trees from anybody that wants to dump them and put them in the fire and take care of that disposal for them.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And again, it's going to be New Year's Eve starting at 8 o'clock. You said, is it 8 for the bonfire?
The bonfire will start at 7 p.m.
7.
And it'll run until 8:30.
Gotcha.
And then the fireworks show will start at 8:30 and then once again at midnight.
Gotcha. Have you guys been to that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's fun. We always have fire and PD come out and do s'mores and hot chocolate. And so they'll be out again this year. They, bring the fire truck.
Yeah.
They bring the PD tactical.
Yeah.
Thing, whatever.
Van.
What is it? Yeah.
It's a truck.
Truck.
I know a couple years ago it snowed. Like it was like
it's cold.
Cold and snowy, and you were kind of curious if it was going to go, and they got that fire going. I'm sure with a little assistance from some.
We might need a little gas.
A little gasoline, not going to lie. That kind of gets thrown
something.
On the fire a little bit. But
but
it certainly doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
But that's exciting. So something to do New Year's Eve. Check it out. And it's family friendly. I mean, it starts at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
You can kind of go watch the fireworks
exactly.
from there.
And having the fireworks
good.
At 8:30 gives a chance for you to enjoy fireworks without having young kids out
exactly.
till midnight.
Out,
and
out
they almost
midnight.
Feel like they're overhead when
oh,
they're
yeah.
out there, which is
really
Because
they're literally
fun.
Launching them then from the event center right there
that's
in
correct.
The parking lot to the north. So.
Yeah, so it's fun.
We got a couple minutes left, so let's hear what else we got.
Another event coming up after the New Year's Eve is our Polar Bear Splash. I know last year the mayor jumped in with
a
new chief.
It was a terrible
going
mistake.
Going again, mayor?
Terrible mistake, like terrible.
Wimping out this year?
It was so cold, and I don't like to call it wimping out. I haven't made up my mind yet, just so we're clear, but it was cold. So maybe I should check out the temperature.
We're hoping for cold weather again, so that'd be nice.
Oh, and we moved it up an hour.
Yeah,
it'll be colder.
So we moved it up.
Oh, it's earlier.
Yeah,
8 a.m. to 11.
Oh my gosh.
We, with the whole COVID things going on, we had to adjust some stuff, and so the event's going to be Saturday, January 9th, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Mountain Valley Splash.
Basically, if you haven't been to that, you just show up. They have some early events. For the kids, They have an Ice Princess contest. Yeah. That's still a go.
This year is just slightly different because we are going to ask people to pre-register to jump in. We need to know how many people are going to be on the pool deck.
Sure.
And so if we need to split it up into multiple heats, we just want to know ahead of time.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Just keep it safe, keep it spread apart. And so we are going to ask you to go onto our website and pre-register ahead of time, but there's plenty of time to do that.
Yeah.
And we're not
going to
turn anyone away. It's just going to be a matter of how many people.
No,
it just lets us, you know, kind of get a heads up and organize it a little bit instead of having a free-for-all.
Mm-hmm.
That makes total sense. So, again, all this information is on the Parks and Rec website, as well as Facebook page.
Yep, PV Parks and Rec on Facebook and Instagram.
I encourage everyone. I mean, the polar bear, I know I'm bagging on the polar bear splash because it was cold, and I'm just a wimp.
Yeah, but you got a free oil change for jumping, didn't you?
No. What? Wait,
you
what?
You pick up your prize?
People got oil changes?
Yeah,
see?
Big O Tires
you
provided
for
free
nothing,
oil changes.
I did not know that.
You were too cold after. You were delirious.
That's quite possible. I was just hypoxic right there. I just don't know what was going on. So, all right, guys. Hey, stick around for just a few more minutes after our break, if you would, and we'll wrap things up. But, folks, we're just going to finish up by taking a break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Hi, Bruce. Are you waiting for the Verde Links?
Yes, I'm going to Grandma's for Thanksgiving.
Where does she live?
Over the river and through the woods. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifting snow.
What horse and what sleigh?
Gotta go, Rudy. Here's my sleigh.
I don't see a sleigh, but I'm looking at a turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce.
You too, Rudy.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. For information, visit ride-cat.com.
At Sun Valley Diesel, everything they do is designed to keep you on the road. From routine maintenance to engine rebuilds, Sun Valley Diesel is the go-to place for diesel trucks of every size and shape. Truck on in to Sun Valley Diesel and Tire Repair on Long Mesa Drive in Prescott Valley. Veteran-owned and operated by Don Otto, who says, "We take care of our neighbors. We just happen to fix trucks for a living. Keep on trucking with Sun Valley Diesel and Truck Repair."
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Hey everyone out there in Radioland, this is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey guys, welcome back. We have about a minute and a half left with our guests from Prescott Valley Parks and Rec. What should our listeners hear for the last minute.
So, yeah, we just really want to encourage everyone to follow us on social media because that's going to be where you find out all of this good information.
Yes.
We'll keep coming back on the radio and talking to you guys, but we want you to follow PV, Parks and Rec, and go ahead and follow Prescott Valley Arts while you're at it. Another shameless plug for Prescott Valley Arts. We have two great pages, and you'll find so much good information there about all of our events coming up and our secret turkey egg hunt this weekend.
The turkey egg hunt.
9 a.m.
That's turkey egg hunt. I mean, like, where else are you going to find that out? That's important.
Yeah.
So, and I think, I mean, folks, you've heard me talk about it. You've seen my Facebook page. It's so important just to get as much information out as best we can, and the best way of doing that is getting on Facebook. So please just go on it, and then all you gotta do is like it, and the next thing you know, on your feed as you're scrolling through, things will show up and you kind of get to see what's happening.
Yeah, so you'll be getting all that info. And just a reminder for anyone who's interested in Create a Tree, you've only got a couple days left for those applications. November 20th is the last day, so go ahead and get your applications in, Create a Tree or Create a Wreath. And then come out on December 4th for Santa's North Pole Village and to vote for Create a Tree.
I think that's awesome. So
yeah,
there are a lot of events coming up. COVID hasn't really slowed us down. It might have just changed us a little bit.
Just
but
altered.
We're just doing great events month after month after month. So that's important, folks. So please, 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 I can't emphasize it enough. And as we wind up this episode, just be safe out there. Remember social distancing, and folks, we will talk soon, and I will see you next month. Have a happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of a Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.